T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Derek Shelton yesterday spoke about his presumptive right fielder, Gregory Polanco.
There's a lot of good things to come with Gregory Polanco. I'm happy with where he's at. I think I told you guys during spring training 1.0, his leadership stood out, the way he ran the bases stood out. He comes in every day with a smile on his face, and he's ready to go. I think he's poised to have a really big year.
What is a really big year for Gregory Polanco, though, Colin?
Yeah, I mean, Chris, like, man, and you're with me on this because you've been in the clubhouse a lot, too. I sort of preface everything with Polanco here is, like, you won't find somebody who roots for the young man more than I do. He really is a good, and I can't even call him a kid anymore. What is he? He's 28 or so. He's almost 29, I think. But Gregory's a really good guy. He is, but he's just never lived up to his potential. He walks off the bus and you think, oh my gosh, this is Dave Parker. A really good year. I mean, he's not hit 260 yet, I don't think, in his career. He's not hit 25 home runs yet in his career in a season. I thought we expected from him a guy that was a 260, 270 hitter with 25 home runs. We've not seen that out of any one season. We've not seen him drive in 90 runs either. To me, that is like the threshold for him is the batting average can wane a little. I mean, I think he could hit 265 and be effective. I thought at this point in his career, going into his 28, 29-year-old season, we'd see 25 home runs from the guy at some point, and we haven't. And I thought he would be a 25-25 guy in terms of stolen bases. He ran early in his career well.
And I think that's the problem now is not a lot of guys get to their age 28, age 29 season and all of a sudden bust out. Like it especially if you've got the kind of physical tools and gifts that Gregory Polanco has, it should have happened 4 or 5 years ago, the breakout, right? And it's still, and look, injuries have had something to do with that, no doubt. But it's also been a case of never being able to extend it beyond like a 2 or 3 week hot streak with Polanco. He's been so incredibly streaky that, to your point, no, we haven't seen a 25 home run season. No, we haven't seen a 260 season batting average wise. And that, at the very minimum, would be what I would consider a very good season for someone of Polanco's talent and skill levels. But that would have to be a career best year for him. And it would have to finally come at the age of 28, 29.
When he was 19, 20 years old, and he was a minor leaguer and he's walking around Pirate City. And people, and Walker and those guys told me, they're like, this is the dude, right? This guy is going to be it. And I'm like, yeah, he's serious. They're like, I'm telling you, like his raw tools, as soon as they teach him how to kind of play baseball a little bit more and he grows into it. Because he was skinny. He looked like a high school basketball player, Greg did. And I thought, okay. And if you were to tell me fast forward now, which is now almost 10 years, where he hasn't hit 25 home runs, you're right. I would think that he would be in where a career year wouldn't be what was asked, where it'd be kind of a down year if Polanco would hit 23 home runs and, hit 260. That's been his apex year.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if anybody looks at Gregory Polanco anymore other than people within the organization and looks at him and says, well, there's the guy that's going to be the catalyst for the offense. Or at the very least, there's the guy that's going to be right next to Josh Bell in the middle of the order day after day, providing some sort of threat in the middle of the lineup. You just kind of look at him and say, if we get anything from him, it's kind of gravy at this point. Which is not what was expected out of his career in the least.
He's turned into a 6 or 7 hitter in your lineup.
Yeah, and he'll be hitting 5th for them, I would think, more often than not, which is – and again, 25 home runs isn't happening this year. I guess that would be what, like an 8 home run pace maybe? And if he hits double-digit home runs this year and gets the average over 260, that would be a huge year for Gregory Polanco, and maybe there's something to believe in the last couple of years of this contract with him. But I don't hold my breath that we're going to get there, and I just, again, kind of look at it all as a bonus if we do get there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.